Hi,
this is Dr. Roger Steinert. I am the director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute and professor and chair of ophthalmology at the University of California, Irvine. I just returned from the European Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery meeting in Vienna, and certainly the hot topic there was femtosecond laser refractive cataract surgery. Now, Europe is in a different situation than the United States in that the release of the lasers is occurring there ahead of the United States. OptoMedica just received their CE mark to distribute lasers, sell and distribute lasers. Technolas, which already has a femtosecond laser for creating flaps, is expanding the use of their laser into the arena of refractive cataract surgery. And of course, Lenzex is already marketing and distributing worldwide, including Europe, as well as some models and units in the United States. So it's very, very active. There was a wonderful symposium with pretty intense debate about merits, the indications, the challenges of this technology. Europe is not constrained as the United States is by the rules for patient shared billing in the United States. Patient shared billing has to be restricted to uncovered services, which means refractive components such as astigmatic incisions, whereas in Europe, the ability to have the patient pay a surcharge for the laser is more open. Now, there's a lot of debate. Is this better technology? Does the economics make sense? And, you know, this is something that I think will continue to be a hot topic for some time to come. Beyond the femtosecond laser arena, probably the second hottest topic was that of astigmatism correction, and particularly in Europe they have toric implants, both multifocal and phakic toric implants. The results, based on the presentations at the meeting, seemed very good. No optical problems were being reported, and general satisfaction. A lot of interest in better systems to align astigmatic corrections, whether it's astigmatic keratotomy or whether it is placement of a toric implant. Companies like SMI and Hoogstrijk have systems on the market already that use preoperative photographs to then come into the operating room and align. Zeiss is releasing and showed at the ESCRS meeting their system called Callisto, which takes an image at the time of capturing the IOL measurement information with the IOL Master 500 and then being able to import that into the operating room and display the orientation through the operating microscope in the so-called heads-up display. And of course, Wavetech Orange system has the ability to actually measure the optics intraoperatively, and it gives you information about how to better position an implant, which way to rotate it, how much to rotate it, and you can keep rechecking until you get it right on. So another area of very, very intense interest and rapid development. Collagen cross-linking is another area of intense interest. As you know, it was developed in Europe and has been in use for a decade with very favorable results being reported. Lots of investigation as to whether you can do this procedure with the epithelium on with different formulas that the riboflavin that can penetrate the epithelium, potentially different intensities of the UV light in order to speed the procedure up as well. And an interesting concept, which is, should we be doing collagen cross-linking even in normal eyes undergoing LASIK or maybe borderline eyes with aggressive treatment or question form first keratoconus. No firm answers to those, but interesting ideas that I think we'll continue to see explored and developed over time. The last major symposium of the meeting was on anterior segment reconstruction. A number of presentations on different techniques for secondary implantation of lenses, different fixation techniques, including scleral fixation techniques of the haptics, as well as suture fixation. And also some very interesting material on the use of artificial iris elements. These are readily available in Europe. both rigid and foldable membranes. These are not without some challenges as far as potential inflammation and even pressure elevation, but overall they seem to be having a pretty good track record and getting more and more sophisticated with color and pattern matching, and even the potential for a custom match where a photograph is taken of the normal eye and the element is basically painted to be a very close match when it's put in. So that is an area where there's a lot of availability of devices in Europe that are not available in the United States. In the United States, if you wish to use one of these elements, you need to bring it in through an FDA compassionate device exemption, and that requires a lot of paperwork, IRB approval, and it's quite an effort on a patient-by-patient basis. So I think Europe is certainly leading us in this department. So this is the summary of ESCRS, a very interesting meeting, lots of differences between our parts of the world in terms of what we have available and what options we have to offer our patients, and for the United States, an indication of some of the areas we really need to push for approval of devices so that we can continue to do a better job helping our patients. So on.